More of Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tite.
And I'm Bonnie North. There are lots of things about the natural world that you and I have probably taken as true for a long time.
Like you can figure out the temperature by counting cricket chirps.
Or that an ostrich will bury his head in the sand to avoid predators.
Well, some of those nature facts actually turn out to be nature myths. And a new book for young readers by Stacy Tornio and Ken Keffer, our outdoor adventure contributors, seeks to bust quite a few nature myths. It's called The Truth About Nature, and Stacy Tornio says there was no shortage of material.
There's all kinds of myths out there about nature and that we hear, and once we started compiling the list, it got really long.
Yeah, for sure. We got 144 common nature myths that we address in this, you know. And basically, each of them is like a little college essay bundled up into one little short snippet of fact.
Well, and I wonder, you guys do plenty of activities where you interact with school kids. Did a lot of the ideas for this book come to you from the kinds of questions you get from kids?
Yeah, they definitely did. In fact, one of the number one myths that we hear that I've heard even my kids' teachers, I won't say who, but my kids' teachers have told my kids is that if you touch a baby bird, the parents are going to abandon it. And to a kid, that's like really distressing. Like, oh no, this baby bird is hurt. What will you do with it? And then if I try to help it, the mom's going to leave it. And that myth is just absolutely not true, is it, Ken?
It's one of those that's kind of based on something that people want to be helping out. And if you, you know, are handling a nest and you're in the area, you know, predators can come in. So, I mean, there's good reasons to avoid handling baby birds. But the truth is, yeah, if you see a bird, you scoop it back up, you put it in that nest and you kind of leave the area as quick as you can, everything's going to be okay.
And that has just like blown kids' minds. They're like, whoa, really? Like, my mom's told me that's true and my teachers told me that's true. So that's really fun whenever you get kids excited about that too.
And to be fair, you have a myth scale in this book. Some of these myths that you write about actually do have a grain of truth to them. How do you set this up?
So we have a scale of 1 to 3, and some things are just like you said, kind of completely false. It's just wrong information, you know, and sometimes that gets passed on. But a lot of times there are exceptions to the rule, you know, and so we think of like, you know, all snakes lay eggs. Yeah, that's mostly true, but there are some exceptions to the rule.
I was reading a book last night, and I found out that boa constrictors give birth to live young.
Indeed, indeed. So it's things like that. You know, there's definitely some truth to some of them, and then some are just, you know, false all the way around.
Some other myths that you get into, the North Star comes up, and this is something that I think a lot of us take as gospel, that the North Star, Polaris, is the brightest star in the sky.
Yeah, and it's not even close to true. I think it's like not even in the top 50. But it is one of those stars that
it gets a lot of good press.
Good press. Once you find it, you can find a lot of other constellations. So it is still good to know how to find that North Star, but it's definitely not the brightest.
And what about the idea that the touching a toad will give you warts? That seems to be one that maybe some of us have already dismissed as myth.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. You know, that's one of those classics. And so we've tried to mix it up a little bit with some of these that the kids really can relate to and stuff, and then also get them to think a little bit beyond it. So yeah, feel free if you see a toad in your backyard, scoop that thing up, check it out, really look close at it. Toads are so awesome.
Yeah.
Not going to catch warts.
There's definite variations of that when they say, well, if the toad pees on you, then you'll catch the you'll get the warts from there. But in any case, it's not true.
So there are more than 100 myths that you write about that you debunk to some level, but you also take some time to write about the truth. As in the truth about nature, what are some of the areas that that you know people might think are myths, but actually turn out to be true?
There's some really fascinating things out there. There's one with snakes and that snakes smell with their tongues. And I was talking to my daughter about this one last night. She's like, no, they don't smell with their tongues. There's no way. And actually they do. And it's like, that's really cool to think that they do. The starfish is another one, that starfish can regrow an arm if they lose one, if one's damaged. There's another one about toads, right, Ken?
Yeah, we've got that, you know, frogs can freeze in the winter. And so a lot of times we think about how do these animals kind of survive such cold temperatures? And with a lot of them, you know, they get like really high glucose levels. And so they can actually kind of freeze almost solid. It's a crazy cool adaptation. It's definitely stranger than fiction.
Yeah, it seems like there's no way that can be true. But we have some of that thrown in there as well.
Do you want to give us a taste of this particular essay?
Sure. Frogs can freeze in winter. Winter is a difficult season for many animals, but have you ever thought about how frogs and toads survive winter? They will often experience a hibernation-like state during cold weather where their metabolism slows down. Aquatic species usually spend the winter on the bottom of the pond or stream. Terrestrial species will sometimes bury themselves underground below the frost line. Other places to overwinter include cracks and crags in logs, rocks, or deep in the leaf litter. Frogs and toads in these locations can freeze during the winter. The frogs and toads will have ice crystals inside their body. High levels of glucose in the frogs' organs prevent these from freezing altogether, so it keeps them alive.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's, yeah.
I love it.
And makes you want to go looking for frogs and toads right now.
Yeah, find that like weird state that they're in during this time of year.
Stacey Tornio and Ken Keffer are our outdoor adventure contributors, the minds behind the website DestinationNature.net, and authors of the brand new book, The Truth About Nature, A Family's Guide to 144 Common Myths About the Great Outdoors.
They're in the middle of a contest to award a school visit and more. You can hear about that at our website, wuwm.com/lakeeffect. You can also find out how to win an autographed copy of the new book.
One last break, and then we'll talk about the broad implications for design. What is it, and how does it affect all of us? When Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.